Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's the Full Press NFL podcast, and we have more breaking news. Yes, that's right. Lamar Jackson has finally signed his mega contract deal with the Baltimore Ravens. 5 years, $260 million. That's about $52 million a year, $185 guaranteed. And just the other day, we were on here talking Aaron Rodgers trade, going to New York, and now another domino has fallen on the day of the NFL draft. So, Braden, it's, you know, after months and months of speculation, both with Lamar Jackson and, of course, about Aaron Rodgers, we get answers to two very important questions on the final days before the NFL draft. So $260 million, $52 million a year. The Ravens can now move forward knowing Lamar Jackson is their quarterback.
Yeah, deadlines obviously spur the deals, and it's been really good to finally get some clarity on these quarterback situations this week. And obviously, just with this being kind of one of the more wide open drafts, you know, not as much locked in, a lot of unexpected results probably coming tonight. It just seems like it's going to be a busy night, and then we could get another domino falling with the Ravens. I'm sure we'll talk about that later, but yeah, Lamar Jackson, I think it's just so good to see, kind of the way he was able to win out in this situation. No agent kind of beating the game, so to speak. And now he's able to become the highest paid player per season. And it's just a good thing for Baltimore to kind of get past that ugly side. And Lamar, obviously, a lot of motivation, you know, coming off these last two seasons with injuries, and hoping to rack up some playoff wins now over these next handful of seasons.
Yeah, and this whole saga has really taken so many twists and turns, and we've been at both ends of the spectrum where it was felt like he was, you know, he had one leg out the door, one foot out the door, and then there was times where we felt like, yeah, there's no way he's going to leave the Baltimore Ravens, and obviously the latter was what ultimately came true. But the reality was, at one point, he was requesting a trade. He wanted to leave, and I think when they signed Odell Beckham Jr., I think that was the first time that we started to think, well, maybe there's progress positively between the two parties. Because really, there hadn't been much in the way of positive news for months, or weeks, rather. it lingered on so long. I really don't know the actual time frame, how long we've been talking about it. That's how much we've been going around in circles talking about Lamar Jackson. But, you know, the reality is, it was then that we started to think, okay, maybe he is going to go to the Ravens, because you had to kind of figure, like, look, okay, money talks. So Odell Beckham Jr. getting paid what he's getting paid, well, you know, you're going to play with just about any quarterback for that matter. But I do think part of him felt more comfortable knowing that there was real good opportunity, a real possibility that Lamar Jackson was going to be back. And now just a few weeks later, we got that answer. So the AFC is stacked with quarterbacks. You have multiple former MVPs, including Lamar Jackson, now with Aaron Rodgers, four-time MVP. Patrick Mahomes, two-time MVP. and on top of that, you have very likely maybe some future MVPs in there, and guys like Joe Burrow. So, you know, right now, where do the Ravens, in your mind, kind of stack up in the AFC? And again, we're recording this literally just hours before the start of the NFL draft, so some of these things could drastically change, but as of right now, where do you see Lamar Jackson, Odell Beckham Jr., and the rest of this Ravens team in the AFC?
I would probably put them fourth best in the AFC right now. I think still a little bit of a gap there between both the Chiefs and the Bengals. I don't really know if there's a huge gap between them and the Bills, but I'd maybe still favor Buffalo just a little bit, just because kind of the consistency, at least, that they've been able to show in recent years. So I would probably put them fourth right now. And I think what's so cool about, you know, just seeing the AFC being as stacked as it is, not like it was different for other quarterbacks in the past, but something that's so cool to watch from Lamar's perspective is this is a guy that just seems to truly love the sport. You know, it would have been really fascinating to see, you know, if he didn't get this deal done, what would have happened with, you know, how much he loves being on the field. I don't think he would have sat out and missed any time, but I think that's what's so good about kind of these mostly young group of quarterbacks, obviously Rodgers included now in that, but you got a lot of guys that are just hard workers and such good leaders. And I think that's what makes the AFC so good on top of that, when you got so many of these guys motivated. But yeah, I guess to put them in the AFC, I'd probably put them fourth best after getting this deal done.
Yeah. And that's a fair placement, because look, I think Buffalo right now, you're kind of, and I am as well, and others are kind of giving them the benefit of the doubt, but I feel like the leash is very short with them, because this isn't a team that's going into the season with momentum. They're starting to take a little bit of a dip back, and it's going to be on them to kind of change that. And if they don't really come out of the gate swinging, it's going to be really hard to convince people or you know, that they're going to be better than a few teams. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with the Jets? I think obviously, rightfully so, there's optimism with Aaron Rodgers in tow, but right now, yeah, I think you have the Chiefs, you have the Bengals, you have the Bills, kind of, you know, there's a gap there. I think the Bills are, they're in a category by themselves, sort of, because I don't think that they're as good right now as the Bengals and Chiefs. But I do think, based on what they've done, I think they deserve to be a little bit ahead of teams like the Jets and the Ravens and, you know, whoever else in the AFC. So, yeah, it's kind of weird. I think the Ravens, I think right now you're just happy that you know you have Lamar Jackson, and you're not all of a sudden taking a backseat to a lot of these teams, and, you know, you're going into quarterback purgatory. No, you have your quarterback. Now it's about getting him healthy, and kind of to your point about the AFC quarterback grouping, it's you know, we really haven't had that in the AFC since, you know, it was Brady, Manning, Roethlisberger kind of all in their prime. And I know obviously the, you know, a lot of people remember the end of Ben Roethlisberger's career, but the start was pretty darn great. So you had three quarterbacks that basically dominated nearly 15 years of the AFC Super Bowl representative. So now, granted, a lot of that was Tom Brady, but the point is you have three multi-time Super Bowl champions. So you don't have players like that now. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers are the only two Super Bowl winners among those quarterbacks. But you have the potential for this to be a very rare situation where you have, you know, if you think about it, six playoff teams with the potential to have elite quarterbacks, and not just good quarterbacks, but like truly elite quarterbacks leading the charge. And for that, I mean, if you think about it, say the Chiefs win the AFC West, you have, you know what, I'll give it to the Jets. The Jets win the AFC East, Braden, okay? They surprise everyone. Aaron Rodgers leads them there. You have, let's see, the Bills winning one of the wild cards. You probably have Los Angeles, the Chargers, winning a wild card. Let's see, AFC North. Who am I missing here? Oh, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. There we go. There's another couple of elite quarterbacks right there. And then I think I'm missing one playoff team, AFC South. What am I missing here?
Jacksonville's probably your best.
Yeah, Trevor. So, your weak point in the AFC playoffs might be the AFC South, which will very likely be, or at least in my opinion right now, would be, you know, obviously Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence, who, you know, it's Trevor Lawrence. So you're in a pretty, pretty good spot, you know, I think it's going to, obviously, you know, it's going to be a competitive dogfight throughout the season. Just because all these teams are pretty good. They're not just quarterback or teams with good quarterbacks. They're teams that have really good teams as well. I mean, Baltimore, I mean, potential to have a really good offense. We know what Cincinnati is. We know what Kansas City is. Buffalo, again, we're giving them the benefit of the doubt. Last year, the Jets gave up 18 points a game, so now they have a quarterback and some really nice offensive pieces, and they have both offensive and defensive rookie of the year from a year ago. So a lot of talented teams in the AFC, and Again, if you're the Ravens, if you're a Ravens fan, you are breathing a sigh of relief that you know that Lamar Jackson is going to be your quarterback next season and that he has a contract. And I think that's a big difference too, as opposed to him just coming in and playing on the tag. Because if he does that, then you know you have this entire season essentially of those questions still lingering. Now it's no more contract talk. Let's go out and win a Super Bowl.
I think that's what's so nice for if you're a Ravens fan, it's, you know, seeing new offensive coordinator Todd Monken come in. I mean, I think there's still always that chance that you can kind of still unlock more, you know, of Lamar's game, and he can still even, you know, kind of wow us in areas that maybe we haven't seen, you know, as a passer yet. So I think that's what's also so exciting in this AFC is there's so many of these quarterbacks that just seem to be continuing to improve when, you know, you're thinking some of these guys might either hit a plateau or just they've kind of shown us all the early development that you would imagine. But I guess Trevor Lawrence is a pretty good example. I mean, how much he turned the ball over as a rookie. I get it was a tough coaching situation there, but there was so many things that he wasn't even doing his rookie year that you saw him improve on last year. And I think that's something as a Ravens fan you can maybe hope for now that you got this contract done. He's tied to the team through the next 5 years. It's a chance for him to still unlock something that maybe we haven't seen before, and that could maybe help put this Ravens team over the top.
And really, right now, the most important thing for him is he has to stay healthy. And if he stays healthy, this Ravens team, you know, I still like the Bengals in the AFC North, but you're not, if you're a division winner, you are not going to want to play the Baltimore Ravens in the wild card round, because one of those teams is going to have to, and trust me, I'm not signing up for that. So that's going to do it for us here on the Full Press NFL podcast. Keep an eye out for any sort of big time draft reaction. We're going to cover it here on this podcast. And of course, keep an eye on Full Press NFL on Twitter to follow along with the NFL draft. So thank you everyone for tuning in, and we will talk to you soon.